time is now 25 to 9. Leaving the EU would make it easier for the British government to deport foreign criminals. That is today's focus from the campaign for a leave vote, which has compiled a dossier of 50 offenders it says we have been unable to deport because of EU laws. The Justice Minister and Vote Leave campaigner Dominic Raab says that means British families have been put at risk. He joins us now from our Westminster studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
How many of the 50 in this dossier are behind bars?
In terms of behind bars right now,
yes,
I'm not sure. You'd have to look at the license conditions for each one. But what you have here,
more than half. I mean, they were convicted of serious offences, weren't they? So,
well, there's a range.
They went to jail.
They're all convicted of custodial offences of a year or more, and they're all still here in this country. They are, in fact, illustrative range from the most serious cases, like murderers, down to mid-ranking crimes, if I can call it that, drug offences and fraudsters. So what we're seeking to do is to give an illustrative, if you like, a set of examples of the kinds of peoples that the EU rules mean we can't remove.
Okay, and you have said that British families have been put at risk,
yes,
which implies that the people on this list are at large rather than behind bars. How many of them
at
large?
So I don't know the exact number.
So how do you know that British families have been put at risk?
Because we've tried to deport them and we can't, which means all of them will be released or have been released into the community. And the interesting thing in terms of the numbers is that in 2015 we removed 8 times as many non-EU nationals compared to EU nationals. So I think, by the way, there is no doubt between the Remain and the Leave campaigns that this is a big issue, because it's something the government tried to change during the renegotiation. But unfortunately, the EU dogma around free movement rules meant that they were stubborn and they refused any change, whether it's to the treaties or the free movement directive. So no one doubts this is a serious issue, and it is putting the British public at risk, because effectively what it means is that we import criminal risk into this country and then the EU rules tie our hands dealing with
it. But you have not been able to say how many of these 50 pose a risk to the British public at the moment, because you are not...
Because none of them we can remove.
Right, but the reason I asked you the question that way is because I wanted to establish how many of them pose a risk to the public at the moment, and they can only pose a risk if they are at large at the moment. Now, from what you're saying, if you don't know how many of them are behind bars, then it is possible that none of these 50 pose a risk to the public
now. Sorry, no, that's an absolutely ludicrous suggestion.